look, it's not to overly punish this government any more than absolve previous governments, but there's been a lack of strategic vision to resource Donegal, Sligo, Leitrim, Cavan, North Mayo to perform to their potential. And I think that's something that any of us here in the Northwest that are interested in development will never stop campaigning for and lobbying for. The latest figures for vacant commercial premises show that the Northwest is a particular problem, whereas the average nationally of around 10 to 13%, the average in our area is closer to 20%. Towns like Sligo, well, County Sligo, first of all, is a county with the highest vacancy rate, whereas the town with the highest vacancy rate is Ballybofey in Donegal with almost 30%. And despite the weekly parade of ministers for photo calls and empty announcements throughout all of our counties here in the Northwest, it's not being backed up by any strategic vision. So governments have been high on rhetoric but low on strategic action and a vision that can allow us in the Northwest to begin to perform to our potential. And that would include, for example, motorway access, obviously, to North Donegal. The A5 through the north is vitally important. We need an M4, M17, M16 and M15 in due course. These plans aren't even in the ether at the moment. They're not even at the most embryonic stage of planning. And I think if we're to be resourced to perform to our potential, access infrastructure is of critical importance. Also in the shorter term, we need to incentivize business, whether that's a rates holiday, whether it's to come up with a scheme to provide free broadband, free refuse charges and so on, to try and incentivize businesses to get off the ground and fill some of these empty units that we have in such abundance throughout the Northwest are just some suggestions. We're all anxiously awaiting the National Planning Framework, from which many of us gave submissions to in the coming months. We hope that there is something in there that can address this. But sadly, the indications are, and the rumours are, that what's to come is something that very much is going to sustain the status quo and just seek to firefight in what's become the eastern conurbation around Dublin. And that isn't looking at our nation as a whole. It's not taking a strategic approach and taking a view that really this is a region that, if provided with some tools, can make a much more sustainable contribution to the national effort. So governments, time and time again, are failing. And so our voice can never be loud enough in terms of highlighting these matters.
Another startling point that you have made in relation to the Wild Atlantic Way, that despite millions being pumped into it, it is effectively not reaping the benefits.
Well, no, from a tourism perspective, it certainly is, in that the international marketing campaign for the Wild Atlantic Way, you know, has had a positive impact. But again, for us truly to capitalise on the benefits and potential of the Wild Atlantic Way, we need better access infrastructure. That not only will help grow much further our tourism product, which we know we have in abundance through easier access, but it will also assist Indigenous business to get off the ground and indeed increase our marketability for foreign direct investment or migratory businesses from Northern Ireland or from the UK or even the East Coast conurbation of Dublin.